This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. As the general election edges closer, the Election Commission is all prepared to combat the challenge of misinformation that has the potential to cripple the democratic process. The Commission has issued stern directives and has urged vigilance and responsibility from all stakeholders. Highlighting the gravity of the situation, the poll body has urged political parties to verify before amplifying any information, thereby cautioning against dissemination of false narratives. The Election Commission has urged all political parties to exhibit responsible behavior on social media platforms. The Commission has also appealed for a discourse that inspires unity rather than division. It has urged parties to abstain from hate speeches and refrain from exploiting caste or religious sentiments for electoral gains. The Election Commission has directed Electronics and IT Ministry to immediately halt delivery of Viksit Bharat messaging over WhatsApp. The Commission said it has received several complaints that such messages are still being delivered on citizens' phones despite the announcement of general elections. In response, the Ministry has informed the Commission that although the letters were sent out before the Modern Code of Conduct came into force, some of them could have possibly been delivered to recipients with a delay because of systematic and network limitations. Three expenditure observers appointed by Election Commission of India arrived in Manipur in connection to the upcoming 18th Lok Sabha election 2024. Speaking to Akashvani News exclusively, the Joint Chief Electoral Officer of Manipur, N. Ramananda, said that three expenditure observers arrived in Manipur are stationed in the state to monitor the election campaigning. Three police observers and another three general observers appointed by Election Commission of India will also arrive in the state very soon. He said that the training for poll personnel, including security forces, have been going on in every district of the state. Chief Electoral Officer Arunachal Pradesh, Pawan Kumar Singh, yesterday convened a meeting with all the political parties of the state in Itanagar to discuss various issues pertaining to the simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in the state. During the meeting, the Chief Electoral Officer highlighted the progress of Model Code of Conduct enforcement in the state, like seizure of money and other valuable items seized at Naka check gate, and requested all stakeholders to adhere of ECI guidelines. Workshops on the voice culture and language articulation were held in Akashvani Jowai and Akashvani Shillong for program presenters in Jayantia and Khasi in Akashvani and Doordarshan. The Akashvani Jowai for Jayantia was held on the 20th and the one in Khasi was held in Akashvani Shillong on 21st of this month. These workshops were conducted by the National Academy of Broadcasting and Multimedia New Delhi in conjunction with Regional Academy of Broadcasting and Multimedia Shillong to sensitize the program presenters of Akashvani and Doordarshan in the language of broadcast and to enhance the effectiveness of communication through usage, intonation, scripting and pronunciation. The Commissionerate of Customs preventive destroyed 1,119.49 kilograms of ganja and 2.437 kilograms of heroin valued at 19.17 crore rupees, which were seized under the NBPS Act 1985 in Shillong yesterday. The drugs destruction drive was carried out by incineration in the presence of Drug Disposal Committee consisting of officers of Customs and DRI. In Meghalaya, vehicular traffic will be either completely blocked or partially allowed from March 31st through April 8th on Umyam Bridge on the busy Guwahati-Shillong Road to undertake repair works of the bridge. According to an official communique, vehicular traffic will be completely blocked for at least 6 hours from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on March 31st, except ambulance services. After the work is completed on March 31st, half of the road will be opened from downstream of the bridge, but only for vehicles up to 4 tons weight till 7 a.m. of April 8th. Vehicles up to weight of 15 tons will be allowed to ply from the bridge from 7 a.m. of April 8th and onwards. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.